Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
It's like baby powder almost. It's just the finest sand you will ever see. It's the best beach, voted best beach in the world.
Wow.
Made headlines on the internet a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw that, and I didn't get a chance to read the whole article because I'm always biased to Grand Cayman because that baby powder sand beach is exactly what Grand Cayman is like, and been there a couple times. So, okay, let's go back because there's a lot of folks, and I'm going to tell people up front, if you want to have a three-minute powerful version of Kay's story, the Freedom 2015 CD, or otherwise known originally as the Beautiful Compensation CD that Dave Johnson assembled, Kay is one of the stars on there. And after
you shouldn't call me a star. What do they call that? a massive container of gas? I'm not sure exactly.
that's ready to explode as it careens across the
sky.
Yes. But you are one of the folks on there, and that, you know, every time I listen to that, because I make it a practice, that it, the tool that I'm using to hand out to folks to introduce them to Nikan, I always, every couple months or so, go back and re-listen to the whole thing just so I remember how amazing this thing called Nikan really is. And you were introduced to Nikan. It's been over a decade, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us what life was like before Nikan. And give us a time frame. How long ago was it?
21 years.
Holy smokes. You're a lifer.
Are you saying I'm an old woman? Yes, I am an old
woman. I didn't say that at all. You said that.
I am an old woman, and I'm proud of it.
So you were looking for a business opportunity when Nikan came knocking on your door. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was looking for a business. That was about the furthest thing from my mind. But before I start sharing about me, I want to say thank you. I am just really honored that you've invited me to be your guest. And I want everybody on this call to know that Vance sent me an email several weeks ago, and it was sent out at 3 a.m. in the morning because he is a volunteer fireman, and I thought when I saw that come in, I want to be just like him when I grow up. he is just such a neat man and so gracious to share these calls every Saturday with all of us, and I think we should all applaud him for that.
You know, and Kay, I appreciate you doing that because you set a perfect example of how the payoff system works.
Yeah.
And that, you know, when I invite someone, I put in there a disclaimer, if there's a good recommendation endorsement from you as the guest, then I just drop the check in the mail today. If not, then,
yeah,
you know,
I'll
take me a couple
that.
Weeks. Yeah. Oh, hang on a second, Kay. One quick thing. I forgot to do something.
All callers are muted.
All right. So, anyways, we were talking about you, not about me.
Okay.
You're the guest, and my job
back
is
on
to,
track.
My job is to interview and interrupt, as Ruth Williams says. So, you were involved in a classic car accident that left your life a mess. Not to steal the southern phrase of you were a mess, but it was a bad scenario. You were not a productive member of society. Let's put it that way.
Yes, I was a mangled piece of wreckage.
Yeah, and
the very same as my car.
Okay, you were rear-ended.
Yeah, a drunk driver hit me doing 60. They gauged her at doing 60. There were no skid marks, like she'd even tried to brake. I mean, her statement was she looked up and I was there and didn't even hit the brakes, obviously, and the car was certainly mangled, and I was in a really, really bad situation for a couple of years. I have a huge respect for people as they age now because I understand my body doesn't function so well. It was extremely embarrassing for me that I could not do for myself. because my right arm didn't work. If you've ever tried to do things with just one arm, not funny. It was not funny then. I can laugh about it now, but my goodness, my life was just in.
And this
horrific.
Went on. This was not just a couple weeks. This went on for a couple years.
Yes, it was right at 2 years time frame. And hope is worth so much to people, and I realized that because about a month before a stranger called me to tell me about Nikin, the main physician that I'd worked with over that two-year time frame sat me down real solemnly and said, Kay, I don't know anything else to do for you. The thing that we're going to do now is work to maintain you at the level that you're at. You've reached that maximum improvement level. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't want to maintain this. I want to be better. This is not a condition I want to maintain. And I really emotionally, I was shot at that point.
Well, and I think, you know, just take a kind of pause. Think about that word maintain, whether physical, financial, spiritual, emotional. How many people in the world today are stuck in that sedentary lifestyle of just maintaining? And goodness, I don't think we were created to ever maintain. But at the same time, when you've exhausted all of the answers that are in front of you, that's all some of us can do. And so, anyways, so what? Yeah, obviously, that didn't stay there because 21 years ago, an angel dressed up as a Japanese wellness consultant came knocking on your door.
Well, actually, she was not. This lady that called me to start with was a friend of one of my neighbors, and you know how us women are when we get together. These two women had had lunch, and I'm sure my neighbor was just really telling her this whole story about this bad condition that her little neighbor friend was in. And the lady was caring and compassionate enough after hearing what had happened that she called to tell me that her mother had gotten some really good relief from some pads. Her mother was really bad with some challenges in her hands that she couldn't even wring out a cloth or do things like that. Her hands were just not functional, and they hurt all the time. And what she said was, Kay, I don't know if this will help you or not, but this has almost been miraculous for my mom.
Wow.
And she directed me to a doctor in Kansas City who was a distributor of this.
Okay.
And I called him, and I thought he'd lost his mind. And he didn't offer me a free presentation like what most everybody on the call probably's had.
Sure.
He just said, come in and buy it, not come in and try it. And I wasted two more weeks of my life. That's the only thing about my entire process with Nikin that I regret, was that I wasted two more weeks of my life. And it finally clicked with my brain, Kay, you don't have a thing left to lose here.
Mm.
You probably ought to try some of that product.
You know, Kay, on that note, not to interrupt you again, but I think that...
Interrupt me, man.
Yeah.
Interrupt
me. After all, hey, it's my call. There's merit in that right there that so often, and all of us have gone through that. I know I was introduced to Nikin in September, and I didn't actually, my enrollment date is the beginning of December, so there's 2 months of, you know, what were you thinking when I look back on it. But there's merit in that when we see someone or when we know someone, they're hurting. And I think the way your friends, neighbor friends, and encourage you to go see this doctor, there was a level of compassion and just direct honesty of, you know, Kay, why don't you check this out?
Right.
And sometimes we need to remember that, and even your statement, what have I got to lose?
Well, in reality, though, Vance, that's not the issue. It is what do you have to gain if you do it?
Mm.
Not, I mean, you have a lot to lose by not trying it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue in my mind.
Yeah, it could go double negative or double positive either way. Can we just be honest and let's just check it out. Give it a shot. I mean,
right.
Why not?
And because the vast majority that I have worked with see such significant results in such a short amount of time. Not everybody. I don't believe that we walk on water, but the vast majority of people that I do really good rollouts for and let them experience and test the product, they don't have to believe that it's going to do anything for them because it did something for me. Test it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It either works for you or it doesn't. It's like the animals, you know. They don't have a problem with the placebo effect. It either works or it doesn't. They're just better or they're not.
Sure. You know, and that's the whole, you know, glass half full or glass half empty. But either way, in this scenario, it's a win-win. There's no lose-lose. And,
no.
And you're a primary example of that. And I love that attitude of, you know, just what if? What would life be like? Because the last 2 years, in your case, was not wonderful. I mean, it was terrible.
No, it was really horrendous. Nobody can even imagine that unless they've gone through it.
Yeah.
You just can't.
So you bought a bunch of the products, or did you buy a little of the products?
I bought everything they had. I wanted to feel as good as I could, as fast as I could.
And back then, we're talking 21 years ago, so 1990.
Sleep System, my heart is always with Sleep Systems, because from head to toe, you know, you're covered, you don't have to change your lifestyle, you just drop into the bed, and that was where I saw what I felt like were the most significant results. You're there for 6 to 8 hours, however long you're in bed, or in my case at that time, I was in bed a lot with challenges, and now to take that even further to hug up with a biaxial equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And the nutritionals and the pie water. I mean, I can't stop now. You ask me what my favorites are, or different people will ask me what is my favorite, and I can't. Each thing does something different and stands on its own, but you use it together, and the synergistic effect of nutritionals and water and sleep and the biaxial things, I'm so excited about biaxial. I am the kid at Christmas and excited over those kinds of things.
And Kay, I love the fact that you call it biaxial things. So I'm guessing that you didn't go out and read a few books on how biaxial magnets work in the body. I think we should all keep it that simple. You know, you mentioned something there about that being on the sleep, you bought everything. Again, back 22 decades ago, there wasn't a whole lot to purchase. Compared to today, where, you know, we're seeing people, their entry level is a Vital Day Pack, you know, $750-some worth of products for $499 and all the other perks. And maybe if we got time, we'll go into the greatness about what they just released and how that's going to change for the better. Cause
are you excited, man?
You know, like you, when certain of us find out about this information in advance, and then I have to sit there and, I tell Stacy, and I thought, but what do I do in the next 48 hours and not screw up and tell somebody? Because, but getting back to your story, Kay, was it an overnight thing? And I don't want to keep dwelling on your product experience,
I stopped hurting within minutes of being on products. But the function, see, my right arm didn't work, my right leg, and I lost food and drooled out. I looked like a stroke victim was what I looked like.
Thanks.
And function takes a little while. It was within weeks, and to me, that was very miraculous. When I stopped hurting, I thought, okay, I can deal with the rest. I'm vain. It's not biblical, and I know that, but I'm a vain person, and I didn't want to look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. But I could have dealt with looking that way as long as I stopped hurting, because that was so life wrecking, unimaginable agony that I was in for over, and I'm going to cry, and I haven't done this for years. My apologies, I'm so sorry.
No, you know, Kate, this is what is so amazing. This is what I think it just fascinates me today. I'm almost 19 years of having fun with Niken, and that's the best way to describe it. And you're talking about an experience that happened 21 years ago, and it's just as fresh right now as that experience because of the life change. And this is one of those things that we so often forget. Those of us who had an experience like you did maybe a few years ago, a couple decades ago, but we forget. Our why has to make us cry, as Brendan Henley says. And, you know, and not that I bring people on this call on Saturday mornings trying to get you to cry. That was not my goal at all. But you...
I've done lots of presentations in the last several years, and I haven't cried for a long time, but...
Well, good. You know, by golly, so you can send me the check, because I got you to cry. But
I'm going to send you the bill for that one.
So basically, to kind of tie a bow on the experience, your life completely changed. You got your feeling back. You were able to, and I can't, not that I care about your age, but for the sake of people that don't know, a person at your age, at this stage in your life when this took place, this is not the norm. You say, you talk about a stroke victim. Most people who have a stroke are up there in age, and you are simply a victim in the truest sense. So life...
Drunk drivers can change your life very dramatically.
Yeah, obviously. So life changed. You got better.
I did.
With the sleep system, because that's the magnetics. That's
and
all
and
we
small, we the promo pads. At that time, we had promo pads, and I had some really bad trigger points that were the worst, and I had a friend that I put on T-shirts, and we marked my worst trigger points. I have real sensitive skin to tape, and instead of taping those minis or cards or any of those kinds of things on, we marked where my worst trigger points were in those T-shirts and then sewed little pockets that those things could fit in, and I wore T-shirts for weeks with those pads inserted, and then it was easy to take them out and throw the T-shirts in the washing machine, and it was nice for the products, and it was nice for me.
Yeah.
So I used promo pads. I had shoe inserts. Somebody rolled me at least once a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there's value. There's so much value in that. We have some dear friends, Gary and Marjorie Anthony in Atlanta, Georgia, and she... 4 years now has suffered with fibromyalgia, and she says the thing that we were talking the other day about this, and she said, I don't like this new biaxial power mag thing. I want my old one back. I said, you want the old vibrating, you know, knock your face off. You know, she says, yes. She says, people that say that, you know, we need to be sensitive to those who are hurting and suffering with fibromyalgia. No, I need to feel it. You need to grind it into me. When I get a rollout, the harder the better. I want to feel it. She said, because if I don't feel it, then I don't know what it should be like to be better, to be without pain. And that was
her
words. And she said, I want to feel the goodness of what, you know, these products are going to do. And so we talked about this for quite a while. She said, I have a tough time with these people that keep thinking it's not doing anything because... Man, if they could have seen me, how I was. So, Kay, where you're at today, obviously you're not dealing with the hurting issues, but we both forgot to answer, or you forgot to answer my question. You were how old when this accident happened?
Oh, I'll never tell. It's rude to ask a woman her age.
Well, it's rude to ask a woman her age.
I am way over 50 now.
Okay, so you were at a younger stage of life when the body is still, you know, vital and healthy and everything's functioning. I mean, not high school or college age, but so life today.
I was way into middle age.
Way into middle age. Okay, life today, though, is good physically, obviously. Because of what Niken products, the technologies have done, the whole components of the wellness home. you built a business, and as we stated at the very, very beginning of the call, you weren't looking for a business opportunity.
Oh, my goodness, no. That would have been the furthest thing from my mind. And I was the most shy, backwards little farm girl you would have ever hoped to meet. I would have talked to your shoes because I couldn't talk to your face before Nikin. And after Nikin, my sister came, and I don't remember, I had, I don't know, probably 20 people in my family room. And she said to those people, this is not the same Kay Logan she was 3 years ago.
Wow.
This is just so compelling when you have an experience and you are a caring, compassionate person. I don't normally just have sympathy. Probably most of the people have already guessed I'm a very empathetic person, and I can't watch somebody walk by me. As a matter of fact, yesterday there was a young man with a cane at the grocery store, and I said I couldn't help but notice the cane. You're too young to be having to walk with a cane, and he said, I have MS.
Mm.
And I said, if there was something that might help you with some of the challenges associated with that, would you want to know about it? And boy, his eyes lit up, and he said, of course. And I whipped out a DVD and handed it to him.
Now, say that statement again, Kay, because you just gave us a practical, simple way of not... Because I was so afraid you were going to say, and I just whipped out a mag creator and I knocked him down right there on the floor.
Right there in the grocery store. No, I just offer information with him. We have a lot of things that are on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
That are available to people, and a lot of times I'll just take their email address and do those.
Sure.
But I had a DVD, and he was looking like he was on his way to do something, and I was. So I also keep DVDs in my pocket, and just offering information, and either they like what they hear or they aren't excited. If they are, then certainly I want to let them test what we do and experience the products.
Sure.
And if they aren't, then, you know, I'm going to let them continue to hurt if that's what they want to do. That's their choice.
Hey, they're, not to say that my mentors, that my sponsors are the greatest sponsors in the world, but I'm not going to trade them in. But my folks, Danny and Shaw Rogers, we were talking about this a couple days ago, and he had said that he'd given the CD that your story is on to one of the guys that works at the main tire dealership where we get our family gets our tires. And he said they saw the same guy with the same limp, and he looked at him and said, hey, you obviously didn't listen to that CD I gave you. And he went, huh? And Dad just walked away at that point. And that's one of those things that's hard to do, because you use the word empathetic rather than sympathetic, and there's a big difference.
Oh, there is.
You know, I mean, I'll never forget Jesse Duplantis, one of, I guess, a mentor that he doesn't know who I am, but I once heard him say that, you know, sympathy is great, but it'll keep somebody in the grave, whereas empathy will raise them right up out of it.
Yes.
You know, and that's, I think that's what you're talking about here, that if we truly can feel for them.
But letting go, that was one of the hardest things for me when I first started this business, because I wanted it so bad for so many people that didn't care whether they were better or not. And if they don't care whether they're better or not, why in the world should I?
Yeah.
I want to be surrounded and associate myself with people who have some common sense, you know? People who are into a common sense thing and realize the value of their health. If you ask people would they like to drive a Lamborghini, if they could drive a Lamborghini but have terminal cancer, which one, or they could drive a Chevy and be healthy, which one would you do?
Sure.
You know, where is your priority system? Is it in your health? Because And I realized that people who have not been in quite the condition that I was, really, they don't totally value their health like they would if they haven't had it, and then you have a chance to go back. You just don't really totally grasp that.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody should be helped to visualize that if you can. If you can help people to understand that that is your health is your entire wealth, because without it, when you can't function, you can't even comb your own hair, you're not going to be able to go make any money.
Yeah.
And
oh,
if
exactly.
you're healthy, then you have the options to go do all of the things that you may want to do.
Right.
So the priority should be in health, and
that
anything
really,
else is secondary.
Yeah, and that, you know, that really brings to the point of what the five pillars of health as far as a balanced lifestyle. It's not that you and I mean, we're again, together, we're, if you average our tenure with Nikan, we're 20 years each, 19 for me, 21 for you, but we're never going to get to a point, we're never going to arrive at perfect 100% balance in all five of those areas. That would be ludicrous to say that, oh, yeah, I've arrived, and let me show you how to get to where I'm at. No, not at all. However, we can continue to work on ourselves so that we have something to offer other people. And I love the way that you said that, something along the lines of, if there was something available to help your situation, would you be open to checking it out?
Absolutely.
And some people like medication. I was listening to a cassette just yesterday, and the speaker said, you know, the average, and this cassette was recorded 18 years ago, and he said at that time, he was saying that the average elderly person, mature in their age, is on 5 to 7 medications, and he
yes.
said that is not right. He said maybe 1 or 2 would be appropriate to deal with something that is, you know, set in. He said, but that is, we need to find other ways to deal with this, and I think that's exactly what we're,
and
you know.
I used to think that everybody had the right to make those decisions on their own, for themselves, because it only affected them. But I have started to realize that people who are taking an enormous amount of pharmaceuticals are causing all of our health care insurance rates to go up.
Mm-hmm.
People who are not taking care of themselves and working, at least, and we're, like you said, we're all human and we're all going to have some challenges, and working to be the best that we can be. But my insurance rates and everybody else's are going up when people do not do the best that they can to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to pay for somebody else who wants to smoke and eat a box of donuts a day to have some kind of health care. I just don't want to. Put them in a different insurance pool from me.
Oh, I think some of your empathy there just left. No,
well,
that's the God's honest truth, literally.
It is.
Come on, if you want to destroy your body, then go move someplace else.
Right.
Because, yeah. No, and I heard this statement the other day, and I didn't have time to address, and I didn't want to get into a great theological discussion, but a gal said to me, it just costs too much to eat healthy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. What a lack of common sense that woman
yeah,
has.
I know, and I just left it, and I, you know, kind of, oh, okay, sure, whatever, and that was the wrong thing to say, and, you know. But, Kay, looking ahead, because we could set, and I know there's a lot of people listening right now, either via the recording or on the call live, that I think we're gaining some valuable tips and information here. Where, in your opinion, again, 2 decades...
I'll send you the check for that one.
Yeah. two decades...
That was our agreed upon, right? Sorry, please, go ahead.
It's okay. Yeah, other people don't... there's some on the call that, would he just get to the point? He keeps laughing. What kind of call is this? I mean, I didn't get up and waste my time to hear somebody just laughing all the time. as the Bible says, a laughter.
I don't think there will be a single person on this call that will think that.
Yeah, no. Laughter does good like a medicine, literally. And if we would do that every single day, find something. Just go look at yourself in the mirror, and that should cause you to laugh. It does me.
It will me.
But we're at a point where Niken as a company, I mean, they're the supplier of these amazing technologies, wonderful products that we get to use every day, and they're the supplier of our check, if we so choose to introduce it to other people, and, you know, whether we say we're in the business or not, it's irrelevant, but if we choose to introduce it to somebody else, in other words, not put the duct tape over our lips when we go out in the day, that's their two main roles, supply the products, get us the check, which they have done, you know, for me, and I know for you, and yet at the same time, they continually make things better. And what was just introduced a couple days ago is an opportunity to really maximize, and I made reference to it earlier, this Vital Day Pack. And we've had it now for about 6 weeks. And it really is kind of an introductory level sampling of what daytime energy can be like if we'll, you know, take that step. Different than when you and I started. We didn't have these type of packs.
We bought everything.
And you were just like me.
Pride.
Yeah, and I'm sure you weren't whining and complaining, but back in when we started, we had to buy $500 worth of products retail before we could get the products wholesale or at the consultant price. And obviously that was a kind of a boneheaded part of the compensation plans. They got rid of that a long time ago. But today we're dealing with something, a sampling of products, really to kind of segue and launch people. And now we have a truly an enormous gift in the fact that the point value, and this is kind of, for those of you who don't understand this, the business side of things, that, you know, if you want to automatically start earning a set commission period from one point forward, and it'll never disappear at that senior line, you purchase a Vital Pack and or introduce somebody and they purchase one, but basically you move two of them and boom, you're there. 1500 points worth of worth of value for only $998 invested. And I probably lost a few people. Maybe I've lost everybody on the call. But just run the numbers, play with it. We're going to talk about this next week and really get into it. So if you the potential, Reed Nelson we were talking about this the other day. He said, Vance, if people realize what they have with this new point spread, I mean, oh my goodness gracious. And Reed's always been about the business because that's really for him. His life was in a mess too. I mean, nervous breakdown, living on a couch for a couple years. No job, wife working three jobs. But Kay, for you, again.
Well, could I say something about Reed Nelson?
Yeah, no, you can't. You're the guest. You have to do what I want you to do.
I want to say something about Reed Nelson. Geez, you got to love the guy. He was the one that really, I was kind of thumbing my nose at him because he was a business person, and I thought I was far superior to the man because this was mission work for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started doing it, it was not a business. I'm just going to help people. And he kind of hit me in the face with a two before to wake me up. And when he said, Kay, he said, don't you think I've helped a lot of people? He said, the way that we can tell that is you take a look at one of my checks and take a look at one of yours.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that we're going to know whether you're successful at mission work is on how big your check is. And I thought, oh, my goodness, is he ever right? And so I stopped thinking I was far superior and thought, I better go make some more money.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so often how many people out there, regardless of the position, the rank with Niken, they think, well, I'm helping a lot of people. I'm not in it for the business. I'm just wanting to help people. Well, the two go hand in hand, and it's a very extremely valid point that not only Reed made with you, but you're sharing with us that, you know, if you want to go help more people, well, go set a goal of getting a bigger check. It's not that you're wanting to earn more money because of other people's, you know, spending the money. It's because they're investing it in themselves, and you, as the messenger, get to receive the benefits, and so do they if they so choose.
Right, absolutely. It's a double win.
So, Kate,
I can't really help people without making money. That's the bottom line, you know. It just happens.
And is that so bad?
Well, I think it's wonderful. I think it's, you know, everybody has to buy groceries and put gas in their car and all of those kinds of things, and they're doing it by earning money in some manner, and I can't think of anything maybe as a pastor spreading gospel that would be more worthy than what we do.
Mm-hmm. And I shared that with our group at our meeting Tuesday night, you know, that I went to school and studied to be a pastor. And yet I never wanted to be trapped within the four walls of a building. And for people that are pastors, I have nothing wrong with that. That if that's what God's called you to do, then so do it. Do it wholeheartedly, 100%. Don't whine and complain. And if it's not, then change. Do something else. But that was not the cup that I knew God wanted me to bear. I want to be out amongst people being salt and light and spreading the good news or whatever he wants me to share with them. Sometimes it's this wonderful thing called Nikan, and other times it's just an encouraging word. I don't know. They're all different. Okay, the one thing that I'd like to finish up with, if we could, is where do you see this going? I mean, based on what we have to work with now, and we're, of course, jaded because we're always saying the same comment over and over that, oh, there's never been a better time than now, because it keeps getting better. But with all the other business opportunities that are out there, whether it be a great, what was the other one I heard about the other day, and I just kind of rolled my eyes. I thought, good grief. I mean, what are they going to think of next? It wasn't lumber. It wasn't toilet paper. nothing coming from tree products, but it was something that really just caught me off guard. But there's a zillion opportunities out there to basically earn extra income, doing it from the comfort of your home. But for you, in looking at today and what's out there, what makes Nikan so unique with this whole vital energy, vital wellness?
Before Nikan came along, I had people that had just literally hounded me to do cosmetics and plastic bowls. And when I get up in the morning and actually look like that truck hit me, and I put on some makeup and some lipstick, I'm pretty excited about that lipstick, but I can tell you I'm not going to walk across the street to tell somebody about it. And plastic bowls, I'll tell you, they don't excite me at all. And with this, it's just something that gets into you, and you have to share it. If you're not excited about it, certainly don't walk out there and tell anybody. But if you are excited about it, that's what makes the difference. And this water bottle has just added one more option available to us to open up a conversation with people about.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look, I mean, I used to say that I was the queen of cold calls, but I'm just an ordinary everyday person. But when your antennas are up and you can see, I think it opens up a lot of more people that we would be able to approach, because you will see more people walking with water bottles in and out of a grocery store. I mean, you can hang out at a gas station and prospect all day long with people who are walking out with bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
It just opens up a different demographic of age group people, I think, as well.
Yeah, and I think you used the word mission earlier, and I've said this to, oh my goodness, I don't know how many people this week, knowing the bottle was coming. And but if you want to be part of a mission, I mean, the mission of 17 million barrels of oil is used every single year just to manufacture that plastic, to create those bottles, to put the water in. That's enough fuel, enough oil. I mean, if you're complaining and whining about the price of gas, well, let's do something about it. That's enough fuel to empower 100,000 automobiles every single year.
I know, isn't that is just such a mind-boggling number.
And yeah, so if we want to be part of a mission, then let's a mission. Let's change it. Or if you think that we could do something, to, you know. And so, Kay, what you're saying here is that what Meekin continues to give us, just in that product, that we could build the whole business just on that product.
Just with that one product alone.
And I don't usually do this unless I, as you mentioned, I get a fire call and I can't go back to sleep. I usually am not up till midnight. But on June 30th, the last day of the month, I was waiting for that clock to turn around because I was going to be part of the buying frenzy. By golly, I'm going to get my bottles before anybody else does. Nobody's going to get their order in before I did. And at the stroke of midnight, I was on the website and I was putting that order in. First out, you know, that was my thought. But
mine are on express delivery for today. They should be here sometime today. My mail usually comes around 2 o'clock, and so I'm looking for mine on the express. And I have some awesome people in my group. I mean, some really awesome people. And Jean Rosoff, I'd ordered some, and she sent me an email and telling me about this express, and I thought, why in the world didn't I do that express? Because there's a lot of things I'm going to be doing, functions I'm going to be out in this weekend. And she said, well, why don't you just express you another set? And so I said, thank you for being so wise, Jean. And I ordered another pack to start this weekend with.
Right. Maybe we should have Jean with all her wisdom on the call and get rid of you and I.
I think you should. She is just awesome. She's had some phenomenal, you know, I have a lot of good people. Mary Rudisell, Donna Mary Rudisell, and she's on one of the videos that's just awesome. Carlton and Alberta Clyde, Frank and Gina DeFeo.
Yep.
I have some really awesome people.
Yeah, you know, and Frank and Gina, I've spent time, both Stacy and I have spent time with them in their home, and wonderful, wonderful people there in Kansas.
Aren't they lovely?
They are beyond lovely. Kay, you and I could, because of our just the sense of mission and understanding, not saying that other people don't have that, but you and I could carry on this conversation forever. But if there was one thing you would challenge people with today, and saying, look, it's July, it's the beginning of the month, we've got this amazing vital day pack, wellness, the point spread on all the vital energy packs, the vital wellness packs is amazing. We've got this new bottle. I mean, there's so many amazing things that we could do with these things. What would you encourage people if they've just kind of been, or maybe they're just, you know, rolling with it and trying to figure out which way to go next? Is there one thing that you'd encourage us with?
Well, I think the biggest thing is it's kind of like if you've got a carpenter project and you want to build a doghouse for your pet. You figure out what you want and design your plan to make that happen, and then set about the action steps to make it happen. Just define what you want Meekin to do, or what Meekin can do for you, and then set about the game plan to make it happen. If you average the incomes at silver or gold or platinum, and you define what kind of an income you want to create, and then really understand what it takes to get to that level, and then start about that, or define your game plan for how to prospect, where to go, what tools to use, get it defined, and then the biggest key is just start putting that plan into action and start doing.
And, you know, and you didn't start that 21 years ago. Where you started with was my plan is to get out of this wretched body that I should not be in.
Right.
And you have to start someplace. So some people, it's, hey, I need to get my wellness, my physical wellness back before I can even focus in on the financial. But at the same time, pray tell people why. Why would we spend 2, 5, 10 years? It doesn't take that long. And I'm not saying that to be mean or to be rude. I just want to encourage people that, hey, Kay, you set an incredible example. Let's just go do it. And, you know, we're not going to figure it all out. I'm sure you today still are trying to figure out exactly how to say the right thing to the right person, the wrong thing to the wrong person. We muck it up all the time. I mean,
I still do, and I kick myself on the way home with saying, I wish I'd have said this, I wish I'd have said that, I wish I'd have done something differently. But you go out there and you do the best that you can as you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you do something over and over and over, you tend to get better at it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the beauty, and all of us can and have that opportunity. Well, Kay, I want to thank you. I want to remind folks that if you know somebody that you think would benefit from hearing Kay's story, you got two options, and there's actually that third. Kay, what is the website? And I know I put it in my email, and Dave Johnson was so nice to send it out again. But what is that website? You've recorded some great stories, and I absolutely love the one with the Amish guy that I watched the other day.
I just love him. I'm so blessed that he is in my group. Can I do this, Vince?
Yes.
If they'll just email me, I'll send them the link to the channel.
Okay. Well, I included it in my email, but go ahead and give your email address if you want to sit on the computer for the next 4 weeks answering emails. Knock yourself out.
Well, if you send out just a single video,
mm-hmm.
then you have a million other people's videos that come up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And if you send them the link to the entire, just to the channel, rather than an individual video, then you just get the all of the ones that, and they all simply pertain to Nikin, not anything
right.
else or anybody else's.
Right. So,
what's
your email address?
I don't know whether to do that now. Okay, I'll do it. It's the letter N, the numeral 2, bettersolutions@yahoo.com.
N 2, so letter N, number 2, N 2.
bettersolutions@yahoo.com.
bettersolutions@yahoo.com.
And that is the channel. And I do know if you search it through Yahoo or Bing or some of the others, instead of Google, you'll get other things.
Right.
A Google search, if you put into Better Solutions in the Google search, it will take you then to the channel. And the channel is what you want to look for and not just a video.
Yeah. Well, so if people email you or if they email me, one way you'll get it. Also, if you just simply go on to SaturdayAMLive.com, Steve Crowfoot will not only have this recording, but he'll have that on there because he is a computer savvy guy, whereas I am not. Kay might be, but I definitely am not. And he'll get that to you.
And the Amish fellow is certainly one of the best.
Okay.
I know Dave's favorite's the one about the inflammatory study and osteodance, but I love my Amish man.
Well, it's just the truth, literally the gospel truth and the realness of where his life was. And you
right.
talk about somebody who, in a whole people group, like we all should be, that, hey, I don't want to put a bunch of drugs and pharmaceuticals into my body and mask the pain, mask the problem. I want to get well. And he was doing everything he knew how to do, and his life was just terrible.
Yeah.
And it's such a beautiful thing. And so the last thing I want to make note of is, as I mentioned before, that the CD, you can get it from Blue Ribbon Video, you can get it from Focus on Growth, Freedom 2015, the running title that we like to call it, or again, Beautiful Compensation is the way Dave Johnson originally put it together. Kay, your story's on there. And just a summed up version where we've taken the elongated version, which I like better. But I like talking to people. It's a disease, my wife says.
I do too. And I want to say one more thank you. I want to thank everybody that's been on this call today. You guys are awesome, and you are what makes Nikin run.
Folks, if it's been beneficial to you, pass it on to somebody else. Invite somebody to join us next week. Kay, again, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. You're
greatly,
most welcome.
And we'll have you back soon, and we can have some more delightful, fun conversations. So have a great weekend. Have a fantastic 4th of July celebrating our wonderful country's birthday, everyone, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Thanks again, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.